The content in this magazine could contain references of topics and difficult subject matter that may be triggering. Please honour yourself, inner knowing, and proceed with whatever help or guidance you feel is intuitively aligned.
Welcome to the Sovereign Magazine podcast. I'm the founder of Sovereign, Nicole George, and I'm so happy you are here. Sovereign Magazine guides women to tune into and embody their highest selves. And in this podcast, you'll hear from women walking the path to self-discovery and empowerment, and who want to share their stories with you. Through heart-led conversations with our inspiring contributors, you'll hear the voices behind the articles written for our monthly digital online magazine. This is your chance to hear from women from all around the globe who are creating a movement based on the energy of the moon. Here's your host, Sovereign's in-house moon mentor, Miranda Murphy Gall.
Today, I am welcoming Nicole George back again. She is the CEO and founder of Sovereign Magazine. Hi, Nicole. How are you?
Hi, lovely. Wonderful. Thank you. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I'm so happy to be here. And let's dive right in. This month's theme for April is uncertainty. So as always, I ask, what does uncertainty mean to you?
I would say that uncertainty is a feeling within my body for me. It is when I tend to be futuring, worried about the future. I tend to be dwelling on the past and kind of not present, to be honest with you, because whenever I am present, I feel as though I am not uncertain. I can feel my body in this earth, on this ground, in this body. And in that moment, for the most part, all the things that I'm feeling uncertain about aren't true. So often for me, uncertainty is a feeling in my body around something that I'm worrying about that maybe perhaps hasn't even happened yet.
So I love what you say about feeling in your body, because I think that's really where a lot of the nervousness around uncertainty comes from, or the discomfort around uncertainty, because we do feel it in our body. Because the idea of uncertainty itself doesn't have to cause any type of angst, but it definitely does a lot of the time, because we are creatures who wish to know what is going to happen. And we love knowing everything, don't we? Because that gives us a feeling of empowerment to just feel like we know what to expect. So when we don't know, it is very uncomfortable. So I really loved your article in April's magazine called Uncertainty Following Intuitive Breadcrumbs. Such a creative title. I'm really curious. Can you talk a little bit more about intuitive breadcrumbs and how our listeners might understand that better so that they can maybe bring this into their own lives?
So before I explain exactly what intuitive breadcrumbs are, I think I need to back up a little bit. Oftentimes, we have expectations, an ideal outcome that we're desiring. And in my past life, as I always say, I was a nurse and nurse manager for 18 years. And I often had to either silence myself or stuff down my intuition about something because, you know, there are books, medical books and stuff like that. What I call intuitive breadcrumbs is basically my intuition that generally doesn't make any sense. The puzzle pieces don't quite fit together. And I give this example in my article about this beautiful butterfly puzzle that my daughter and I put together. She got it for a Christmas present, and it was the hardest puzzle I've ever had to do. None of it was logical. It was very challenging because you had to follow almost like your intuition to get it to come together. And that's what I mean by intuitive breadcrumbs. So when you're in a situation, if you're constantly following intuition, no matter how much it makes sense or the puzzle pieces do or don't fit together, there is this grander picture that is happening behind the scenes when you're co-creating with the universe. And I have learned throughout the past 4+ years, every time I follow these intuitive breadcrumbs, I am led on the most aligned path and in my highest timeline. But I definitely believe that many of us are forgetting to look at each puzzle piece that is going to align with your highest timeline. And instead, we're looking at each event as its own event. And that's where we're missing the intuitive piece. So if you can think about each decision as a piece of the puzzle, I think you can come away from those expected outcomes and not have so much anxiety and uncertainty, and constantly trust that you are manifesting and you are co-creating with the universe.
Mm. Wow. So intuitive breadcrumbs, a little bit of Hansel and Gretel, and a lot about feeling into your intuition to allow it to guide you towards what it is that you are wanting, but maybe not knowing quite how you're going to get there. And it does sound like you feel like it involves a lot of trust. And I'm curious about that trust. Where do you think that trust would originate from?
So for me personally, trust is something that I've had to relearn within my own body and self, because I was, basically bred and constructed to live by society's rules and expectations and thoughts for 41 years, or probably 40 years. And then I realized that I would be able to trust my own intuition and tap into something greater within me that I've always had, but that I constantly was asked to get back in my box. Nope, that's outside the box. Nope, that's different thinking. And so when I am thinking about trust, I really just go with that initial gut reaction for me, that sacral feeling. Everybody might not have the sacral feeling, so I want to remind everyone that you might not. You might have to wait to respond. But it has been bred out of us, but we all have it. It just takes time to come back to that initial feeling. And the way that I love to think about intuition, if somebody wants to figure out a way if they have it or they don't, a psychic, Isabel Gatherer, told me, if you have an intuitive nudge, it's very quick. It's short. It's a yes, it's a no, or it's a, hell yes or hell no. It's not this long drawn out story. So anytime you're going beyond and creating stories around something, then that's when your ego and your mind is coming in. It's just like this quick knowing. And so that's usually what I guide myself with.
Well, that's absolutely amazing. And I am wanting to ask you a little bit more about your article. And you talk about how time is human, as you say. And I'm actually going to read from that article briefly for our listeners who maybe haven't read the April edition yet. One of the biggest lessons I have learned throughout leaning into uncertainty is that time is human. There is no time or predictability when it's universal time. There is only your highest timeline. You can't see all the puzzle pieces simultaneously, but the universe can. Let's follow those intuitive breadcrumbs that seem to make no sense. So I really loved that part of your article because it gave me a hell yes feeling. And I'd really love to hear from you about what your highest timeline really means to you and how that concept might help our listeners when facing uncertainty.
Well, actually, my highest timeline is a very new term coined by the wonderful Miranda herself. And we use it often with each other in conversation. Where I used to be, and I'm sure many can identify with this, is let's say you needed to get something done and you had to rely on other people to get to that end goal. Then oftentimes what happens is we are like, I want it by this deadline and they need to get it in and they haven't emailed me and all of this like anxiety and uncertainty because you are not in control anymore starts to happen. And so what I have done recently, especially in the last 6 months to a year, is really trust that whether good or bad, whether it's logically happening in my timeline, in my logical mind, I'm trusting that the timeline that is happening is of my highest timeline, which means to me that although, you know, like, for example, I'll just give people a personal example of what's happening in my house right now. I had a leak. We're supposed to move out on Friday. The bank hasn't sent the check yet to pay the floor guys to fix the floor. But I'm in this really relaxed mode of in my highest timeline. And I actually talked to the people. I know this might sound a little woo-woo, but I was talking to them today in my mind. And in my energy, thank you so much for all the work that you're doing. I trust that the check is going to come in my highest timeline, whatever that means. You know, I know we're supposed to move out on Friday, but that might not be my highest timeline, but I don't know the reasons why. So if I just sit back, relax, and have a more flowing energy about it, I just know that every step of the way, everything's going to happen in my highest timeline, whatever that means. And so it just brings this element of trust and surrender into your life related to things that could be extra stressful. And for example, you know, I was told to call the bank on Friday or Saturday about this check. And I had an intuition not to call till Monday. I listened to that despite my other side of me saying, No, get the information early, just like they said. But I was like, no, there's something on Monday. And sure enough, I got all the information that I needed. Had I called on Friday or Saturday, they wouldn't have had it, and I would have been more anxious. So that's just a personal example of what's going on and how you can work with your highest timeline and trust that everything is coming in alignment.
Yes. There is a theme here of trust, both of yourself within and of trusting the intuition, but also of the universe or that sort of greater force, whatever we may call it or relate to, something that is somewhat greater than ourselves, something that does see the whole picture and is helping us to get there, but it's not always in the way that we would wish or in the time that we would wish. So it's a very interesting idea. And I myself work with that idea a lot as well. Just sort of like focusing more on like what it is that I want to get to rather than how I get there. Because we can't determine everything that happens in this life. And letting go a little bit of like the how does seem to help a little bit when it comes to uncertainty. So I'm just so grateful, and I really hope that listeners can learn from and take something from everything that you've said, and even the way that you run this company, because it is quite revolutionary, in my opinion. So thank you so much, Nicole George. We've loved listening to you and hearing everything you've had to share. Any last words?
Wow. Well, I am sovereign. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Sovereign Magazine podcast. I hope you've enjoyed listening as much as we did creating it for you. Nicole's full article is available for you to read now. Just head to sovereign-magazine.com. The Sovereign Magazine podcast will return the week of the May new moon. I'll be hearing from the amazing women sharing their stories in our May magazine, And the theme of the month will be the need for stability. You can hear the first of those conversations on May 7th. In the meantime, you can follow us on social media at The Sovereign Magazine. And we are always looking for incredible women to be featured in our magazine. Just go to sovereign-magazine.com/get-featured to see how you can be featured in our Global Women's Magazine.